الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of Riyad al-Salihin. And we are still with chapter number 2, which is titled by At-Tawbah or Repentance. And we are with the third hadith of this hadith of this chapter, which is the hadith number 15 of the hadith of the book. He said, وعن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الله أفرح بتوبة عبده أو عبد من أحدكم سقط عن بعير على بعيره وقد أظله في أرض ثلاث. متفق عليه. This hadith, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, Allah is more happy and pleased. Allah is more happy with the repentance of His own servant, slave, than one of you who did fall down from his camel. No, it does not mean that. Allah is more happy with the repentance of one of you or slave than one of you lost his camel in the desert, while all of his food and drink is on it. And then suddenly he found it. This hadith is reported here very summarized. Otherwise, if you remember than that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, والله أفرح بتوبة عبده من أحدكم ضل عنه بعيره وعليه طعامه وشرابه فنام تحت شجرة فلما استيقظ وجد عنده فقال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا عبدك. In the complete statement of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the example of the happiness and the pleasure of Allah, when one of you repents back to Allah, repent of his sin, repent of the kufr, repent of the sin, when one of the slaves of Allah repents, then Allah is more happy than one of you was in the desert along with his camel, which is loaded with his food and drink, and then he said, let me to sleep and rest in the shade of a tree. And when he awoke, he did not find his camel. The camel was lost, found, with the food and drink. So at that time, he just explained, was so sure that he is going to death. No food, no drink. In the middle of the desert. So he said, let me then to sleep again and maybe I die there. So he lost hope to find his camel back again. So he slept once again. And when he awoke, when he woke up, he found his camel just by him with all the food and the drink. And he was so happy to the limit that he mistaken, saying, from the extreme happiness, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. He did not mean it. It is just because of the extreme happiness that he has, so he mistaken that. to move on that limit, as we said in the last hadith, or maybe it will come to us. Now, that Allah Ta'ala rides from the slave to the business. And we said that in the last hadith, yes. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to seek forgiveness and repentance in each day 100 times. That is because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that Allah Ta'ala lies the repentance from the slave. Lies the slave, practice repentance. Seek for forgiveness. This is worse than Allah, so why we can do it? If we know that Allah Ta'ala likes it, why we can do it? Trust that the repentance and seeking for forgiveness is a great worship that Allah Ta'ala rewards very highly for it. As we said before, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, look to show us good, and also show us more. Where Allah Ta'ala mentioned that if you people want pain in a way that does not destroy you, does not bother you, but you want rain to cool down the ear to bring out the agriculture, you want rain to enjoy, you want rain for water to drink, and you want gardens, you want money, you want children, you want to support in Allah, seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. Please. Seek for forgiveness as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Nuh. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Look to that. Beautiful speech. Allah Ta'ala saying that Noah alayhi salam said to his people, and this is a speech directed to all of us, where Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that in the Quran, to be for us as well. Noah alayhi salam said, seek forgiveness, as Allah is all forgiven. And then he will send down the rain for you. And provide you with work and children. And provide you with gardens and rivers. What else do you want? What else? The beauty of this life and the pleasure of Allah. What else do you want? What else do you want? For what job you do? Ya akhi, from your salary that you take, which is compared to the rich people, is nothing. Your salary compared to salaries of others may be nothing. How many hours you work, how much job you do, how hard work you do to get this money. Allah Ta'ala has given you too much for nothing, only for seeking for forgiveness. And by you seeking for forgiveness, you do not increase the dominion of Allah. You do not increase it. As if you don't seek for forgiveness, you are not going to shorten and minimize from the dominion of Allah. You're not. Whether you worship or you don't worship, this does not make nothing for Allah. It's only for you. As in the hadith, قدسي الله تعالى said إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها عليكم ذلك تجير فيه أنت أنت تنزل في اليوم جزاك الله he said إنكم لن تبلغوا بري فتبلغوني ذلك you will not be able to reach to the level that you harm me Allah. So you can't harm Allah. You cannot. You cannot. Not you as a single person, but you all creation, jinn, mankind, angels, whatsoever. You cannot harm Allah.
you cannot. Because you all are under the control of Allah. If Allah now wants to see every one of us here, and only by this, we are not increasing the dominion of Allah by worshiping, but we are increasing our records of hasanat, which Allah Ta'ala gives us that. Only Allah. No one can give you any hasanah, but Allah. But Allah. So, we have to continue seeking for forgiveness. As in the second, in the fourth hadith, which is hadith number 16 of this book, he says, وَعَنْ أَبِي مُوسَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ قَيْسِ الْأَشْعَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنْ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس المغربة. Look to the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Look how Allah is kind, is all kind to us. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ saying here that verily Allah extends His hand as in the night, so that all those who committed sins in the day, they can revert at night. All the day they will revert and enjoy the sin. So what can they do now? In the night, Allah Ta'ala still extends His hand for them to pick them, to accept their tawbah, their repentance. But let them ask for it. Allah would not give it to you without asking. Allah likes from His slaves to ask Him. And that's why He stated that in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says in this ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verily, if one of my slaves ask you about me, then I accept the supplication of everyone who supplicates me. Then let them to obey me and do what I am telling them to do, which is supplication, repentance, seeking for forgiveness, worship. Worship. And in the other ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. قبل أقول نعم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. Supplicate me, I will accept from you. Verily those who disdain from supplicating, who do not supplicate, They will be entered the fire on their noses as a humiliation, as a form of humiliation. They will be thrown in the fire on their faces, on their noses, because in their life, what they did not use to supplicate, they did not use to ask Allah for forgiveness, they did not use to repent to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is punishing them that severely. In this hadith, the Prophet is saying that if you are a person, who committed a sin in the daytime, now it is nice. What do? Just repent. Say, oh Allah, forgive me. I committed this sin. Oh Allah, forgive me. I abandoned the worship. Oh Allah, forgive me. I did not do much of good deed. And if at the night you committed the sin, then in the morning you have to know that Allah Ta'ala extends His hand in the same time for you to repent back again. So it is a kind of circulating day and night. Then don't stop worship. Don't stop seeking for forgiveness. Don't stop repentance. as Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. الْيَقِينَ وَمَا الْمَوْتِ. And what should you know? Until the yaqeen, the certainty approaches you. What is the certainty? The death, which is very certain. Is there any doubt in this? No doubt. When the person dies, it means doubt. First, he cannot come back. He cannot come back. It is the most certain thing, the death. Death is most certain. So we have to be careful of that and keep worshiping and repenting to Allah Ta'ala and seeking for forgiveness day and night, day and night, even to Sabbath. As long as we are awake, as long as we are sinners, we have to continue that. We cannot look to the angels. They glorify Allah as we breathe. As we breathe. They all the time glorify Allah. So we have to protect our worship and keep on worshiping and never stop for any single moment to worship. InshaAllah Ta'ala will continue on the coming Tuesday, والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.